What's up, Nerd of God? What's up, everyone? I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick, the engineer.
And it's time for your Nerd of Godcast co-op mode. So we are here for a little two-player co-op time, and Nick and I are going to talk about something I know we both really enjoy. We're going to talk about Minecraft.
Yes.
Minecraft is a super weird video game that has had some form of weird life for the last 10-plus years. It's kind of blocky. It often looks vaguely 8-bit to people. And a lot of people really don't understand Minecraft either at all, which I get, or until they really sit down and try it, which is the same experience I had when I first started with Minecraft. Minecraft, if you've never seen Warehouse 13, there's a phrase they use in the show Warehouse 13 a lot. It's a world of endless wonder. Minecraft is a world of endless wonder and frankly, endless possibilities. Which is weird to say for a video game, but there's so many things you can do. There's so many things you can build. I play on Nick's community server, and I have seen countless farms Nick has built, all sorts of redstone contraptions. I built an aquarium. You know, there's just so many things you can do with this game, and I know Nick really loves the building aspect and seeing what it's possible to create. Nick, what are some of your favorite things you've made in your time playing Minecraft?
Favorite things. Well, right now I've kind of taken a dive into the technical aspect of Minecraft. So right now I have a crazy bamboo farm, which abuses so many aspects of the game to produce more bamboo than what you should actually make, be able to get in the game. It produces 60,000 pieces of bamboo an hour. If I were to just let this run for an hour, I would have 60,000 pieces of bamboo. It's pretty crazy.
I think it also might crash the server.
Yeah, it definitely would crash the server if all these items were just sitting there.
Spawning there like crazy. But that's one of the things that fascinates me. Like, you can build something very simple. You can take a bunch of logs and stone and build yourself a little house, and it'll be cool. Or you can take all this knowledge like you have of like redstone, which is sort of Minecraft's form of electricity, and you can go crazy. You can have the game produce all these things for you, or build all these intricate things. I've seen people build entire computers, like working functioning computers or working functioning video games inside their Minecraft worlds. Like, it's a world of endless building possibilities, but it's more interesting because I've done the solo survival world a bunch of times, and I've found, particularly playing with you and Jessica and Andrew and your brother, it's more interesting when you have the opportunity to play with other people, to build that sense of community. You said something earlier. What did you say to me earlier?
Yeah, definitely. I love the aspect of, you know, if I'm able to help out, you and you're able to help out me, and we can, I say, hey, can you help me build this thing? I'm like, yeah, sure, I can help you build this. And then I ask you to help me build something, and it's just the sense of community to be able to help each other out whenever, because Minecraft can kind of kick your butt, so to speak, in certain senses.
And very accurate.
And having somebody there to help you out is such a great aspect of this game.
Absolutely. We went and fought the Ender Dragon, and that's a colossal task by yourself, but with like four people, it wasn't that bad.
No,
it still wasn't good, but
we all died
at least once, I think, but like,
yeah,
it wasn't bad.
It was good. I mean, we still accomplished it in a lot less time than it would take, one person.
Right, and that working together, and we see that a lot in our faith too. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just in fact as you are doing." So, the things we're doing in Minecraft, building the farms, building the houses, I built a giant aquarium full of fish, doing all those things. It's the same things to some extent, God wants us to do with each other, with our communities, in and out of our faith, to be there for each other when times are good and when times are bad. In particular, I know there's a lot of people I know I can turn to in, from my church groups or from the podcast community. There's this sense of community and building each other up that is so important, and we see it in our games, but we also see it in these opportunities God gives us, and I think this verse does a great job of looking at that and the opportunities God has for us, because he expects us, I think God expects us as much as possible to try and... I think he wants us to try and be there for each other when we can be. And really try and encourage each other.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. You know, having people in your life that can be there whenever you need a little bit of support and help you... Yeah, even in, you know, times of triumph, to help you build yourself up. And, you know, everybody needs a good day. Everybody needs a day where they can say they expanded their base.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I definitely agree. So
I like it. Nick, I appreciate you joining me. Mr. Definitely. The Engineer.
Yes.
Man who has forgotten more about Redstone than I will ever know. I appreciate you coming on, hanging out. For more Nerd or Godcast awesomeness, you can check out the podcast wherever fine shows are consumed, and head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Until we come back for some more co-op time, I've been Ryan.
And I've been Nick the Engineer.
We hope you guys enjoy. Nick, hit him with that catchphrase.
Keep building.